Today on the line joining us is the Minister of Transportation for the province of Alberta, Minister Rick McIver. First off, Minister, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
All right. So first question is that you're in the Slave Lake and Lacrete as well. What brings you to our region?
Well, there's just a number of transportation issues to talk to people about, talking to folks from the towns and counties and the indigenous groups here, and there's just a whole range of transportation issues and people that want to talk about them. So it's a good time to come up, find out what's important to the people that actually live with the roads and bridges, and find out what needs doing.
So did you get some good feedback today so far?
We got lots of feedback, lots of enthusiastic people that know their areas, and lots of suggestions and requests for things that they want fixed. And all of it is helpful.
All right, no doubt about it. And I guess as Minister of Transportation, obviously we know that issues between rural Alberta and urban Alberta, like Calgary, Edmonton, probably quite different from each other. What are some of the issues you hear when you tour the smaller communities in the province of the infrastructure issues that people have in rural communities, or specifically related to roads and transportation?
Yeah, well, in rural Alberta, I hear a lot more about culverts and bridges out in the rural areas, and keeping those culverts clear so the roads don't flood over. That's important, as well as heavy industry and how it bounds the roads up in certain areas, and what we need to keep on top of that way, because there's, let's face it, rural northern Alberta is a big part of what rings the cash register for Alberta. Because of oil and gas, forestry, and that kind of stuff, and that comes with a lot of heavy traffic, so that causes specific issues for roads and bridges that you don't deal with and think about as much in the city.
All right, and I guess for those who have maybe never lived in the city before, Minister, what would you say are some of the big differences between, as you mentioned, you already mentioned on some of the rural transportation issues, what are some of maybe the urban ones? I guess it would be more around public transportation, but what are some of the more, just so I guess people could have an appreciation for maybe some of the transportation issues that people in the Calgarys and the Edmontons have to go through?
Yeah, more not just highways, but freeway stuff, and as you rightly point out, public transit, the LRT, the buses and all, and that kind of stuff. So it's all important. They're all related, but they're just a little bit different twist on transportation in the big cities as opposed to the other parts of Alberta. But it all matters, and this is a great, you know, as a guy that lives in the city, this is a great time to come here, talk to some great people, and learn a little bit more about how to look after northern and rural Alberta.
Awesome. And one of the recommendations we saw on the Fair Deal panel is to help develop Alberta's north and turn it into an economic hub for the north, specifically when it comes to the transportation and exporting of natural resources. And how can the Transportation Ministry best support that goal for this part, and specifically, especially with the Highway 35, the Mackenzie Highway, which is the only one going into Northwest Territories from Alberta? I'm going to guess that part of that in the northwest, is this, we could be a really big hub for this, can't we?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's there's several things. When you're talking about the highways that go into the far north, it's kind of called a Canamex trade corridor that moves goods and services essentially all the way from Alaska down to Mexico and places in between. And the other thing that really matters more in rural and northern Alberta is high and heavy load corridors, because you have some big loads that you need oversized bridges for, and you obviously can't build that size and bridges that are beefed up that much everywhere. You could never afford that. So there's specific routes that really heavy loads take, and coordinating those with the local municipalities and industry is an important part of what we do, and one of the things that allows people to keep working and industry and jobs to flourish here. And let's face it, nothing's more important than jobs in Alberta right now.
Amen. And I guess any future investments, I guess you can't obviously speak to something that hasn't been announced yet, but is there a potential stay tuned maybe later this year, sometime in the future, about anything that may be coming to the Northwest in terms of support for our roads, bridges, and culverts?
Well, You know what? I think we're going to have a discussion with the, because we're not near the decision point, but right now the ferry at La Crete, in that area, needs replacing. And before we do that, some of the folks there want to have a discussion about whether it's going to be a ferry or a bridge, and that'll be part, I'm sure, of the discussion we have. I don't think we'll get anywhere near a decision this weekend, but to hear what's important to people and have a an honest two-way conversation about what one would mean versus the other is important. So, and quite a bit, you know, we're Highway 40. We've got some work planned there, and we'll some other work that may be coming up in the future. And I might get surprised with some things that that people tell me that they need that I may or may not be aware of. So my mind's open. I'm looking forward to hearing from the experts, and by experts I mean people that live here, people that know what's needed, people that know where the shortfalls are in infrastructure, roads and bridges, and by living here, working here, and employing other Albertans here, that makes them experts, and I can't wait to hear and learn from them.
Awesome. And I have to ask this because we did see it on the Premier's Facebook page, and we see that you're going to be shaving your mustache for Chair. You know, I believe this is the first time I've actually interviewed you, but obviously knowing who you were before from your time with Calgary Council, that's been a part of your face for a long time, and I can relate personally because I think if my father were to talk about shaving his beard, that might be a family discussion. So I guess the question is that what charity you're supporting, and will you miss that mustache that you've had since forever?
Well, it's charity I'm supporting is the Kids Cancer Care Foundation, and one that my wife founded 26 years ago. Before I knew her, she lost her oldest son to a brain tumor. He was diagnosed when he was 5 and passed away just before he was 10. And at that time, there wasn't very many services in Alberta. So Kids Cancer Care now runs a camp where kids from all across Alberta go during the summer that has where they can go to essentially a normal kids camp, but where they have a medical clinic where they could actually go play in the morning, have their chemotherapy at noon, have a sleep after the chemotherapy, and they'll go jump in the pool with the rest of the kids in the afternoon. They fund research for looking for a cure for childhood cancer. Family support services for both kids and their families, scholarship problems for products for kids that survive cancer, so a whole bunch of stuff. So that's the charity, and my wife founded it, and it's a good cause, and it's kind of fun. And to answer your other question, I haven't essentially seen my upper lip for 45 years, so my mustache is probably older than some of your listeners, which is kind of comical if you think of it.
Oh, certainly been literally a staple on the face, so it'll be kind of odd to see without it, but certainly sounds like a great cause. Anything else you'd like to administer while we have you on the line?
Yeah, we got here last night. We're going to be spending a couple more days here. And I am just really enjoying the country, how pretty it is. I'm enjoying the people, and I'm looking forward to a whole lot more of that. This is a fantastic